Now it's time to reach out. My name's Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark.
That was a cross between singing and speaking.
Well, George W., I saw you at the meeting last night, man, and you were present. You were definitely, you know, in the present. I'll give you that. But when you refuse to admit to making any mistakes, I have to say, I mean, I don't want to take anyone's inventory here, but I wasn't seeing a lot of humility, all right? George, you are a case of self-will run wild, or maybe even Dick Cheney's self-will run wild. But either way, I think you're experiencing a sober bottom. You might not know it yet, but it happens in sobriety. And don't count on the White House press corps to take your personal inventory, because they are not up to the task. They are afraid, but I'll take it. And I say you've got to get on the stick. You've got to engage in your recovery. You know, first things first, one day at a time. Keep it simple. You know, God doesn't wake up and think he's you when you're thinking about, all the slogans. So, there you go. Have a sober day, and please, you got to take responsibility for George W. George W.
Whose bottom was he touching?
That was Schwarzenegger, I think, is the bottom toucher. I'd like to see that lawsuit. I don't think Bush has ever been accused of touching bottoms. He has been accused of hitting bottoms,
uh-huh.
but not touching bottoms.
Okay, all right.